He in us. And as we approach the end of the year, as we are in what should be a festive season, just finishing up with Thanksgiving and getting ready to go into Christmas and the new year. For many, it should be the happiest time of the year, the most joy-filled time of the year. But unfortunately, for many, and I'm going right into the word if you haven't figured it out right already, but fortunately for many, it is a time and a season of depression. It is a time and a season of sorrow and pain. Some people lost loved ones during this season. So whenever the season comes, they remember the loss. Some people remember a time when they didn't have much during this season. And it's always been a time of grief. Some people just grieved in their spirit. But everybody who smiles is not happy.
Amen.
And everybody who comes to church is not well. And some people lack peace in their life. First and foremost, because they don't have peace with God. They don't know God. They don't know the love of God. They don't know the grace, the true measure of God's grace, because they have never received it. Not that he has not given it, but they have never taken it in and owned it as something that God has given to them as a gift. And so there are many out there today who do not have peace. Don't think that everybody is filled with joy and everybody is happy. Some people lack peace. They lack peace at home. They lack peace on the job. Some people are just troubled in their spirit. And that's why they give you such a hard time, because they don't have peace. That's why some people are using drugs and alcohol. It's easy for us to look down on people who are addicts, and it's easy for us to look at people who seem to be unfortunate and have missed out on their opportunity in life. Maybe they're living on the street, maybe they're on the corner, or what have you. And it's easy for us at times to look at them and say they should have made better decisions, they should have made better choices. But if you were to look over the course of their lives, you will see that there are some things that have happened in their life that have robbed them of joy and robbed them of peace.
Amen.
And the measure to try to cope with what they were going through, they turn to some things that have now become addictions. But God wants us to be a people of peace. He wants us to have peace. The Bible says that at one time we were foreigners to the covenant of the promise that God had made to his people. He said that we were without hope and without God in the world. Now let me just say something to you. If you are without God, you are without hope.
Amen.
The loneliest place to be is anywhere God is not present in your life. But he says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far away have been brought near through the blood of Christ. Watch this. Ephesians 2 and 14 says, for he, that is Christ, he himself is our peace, who has made the two one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by abolishing in his flesh the law with its commandments and regulations. Jesus' purpose was to create in himself one new man out of two. That means out of him and out of us. Thus making peace and in this one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. Jesus came and preached peace to you who were far away, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. And so he goes on to talk about how God has made us to be one in Christ Jesus. And so then, because we are one in Christ Jesus, we have peace through his body with him. This is not the kind of peace that the world understands, and not the kind of peace that the world enjoys. For he says, this is the kind of peace that transcends all understanding.
Oh, yeah.
And will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, when you understand this peace, you ought to have joy. The Bible says in Philippians 4, and 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. In other words, God is saying, once you have fully come to understand the peace of God in your life, you should be full of joy. And the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Amen.
So now that I got peace, and I got joy, I have now become stronger because Christ in me has elevated me and has given me a kind of boldness and a kind of Holy Ghost power that I once was without. It's one thing to have peace, it's another thing to have joy, but when you understand how God empowers us with the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit, now you can put that peace and that joy to work in your life and accomplish the things that God has set out for you to accomplish. Because you can never reach your purpose, you can never reach your destiny without understanding peace. You can never reach your purpose, you can never reach your destiny without understanding how to ward off the fiery darts of the enemy with the shield of faith. And I believe that peace is part of that shield. What are you saying, preacher? Because there are times in your life as you are trying to achieve your goal, as you are trying to reach your destination, and you're trying to accomplish the will of God for your life, trouble is going to find you.
Oh, yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Oh, yeah.
Hardship is going to find you.
Oh, yeah.
The pressing moments, the pressing times are going to seek you out. Negativity is going to be on your tail. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And so you need to understand that when I am going through those mind battles, and I have to say it that way because oftentimes the battlefield is the mind. Your mind is where the enemy attacks you. It's when you're laying asleep at night and you're trying to go to sleep, and all of a sudden you start thinking some stuff. Things start popping up in your head. And all of a sudden you start thinking, well, you know, they just don't like me on the job. And he's out to get me. And she's trying to mess up my life and to ruin my life. And so now you are thinking about what folk are trying to do and what people are saying about you and how life can go wrong. And when you shouldn't be asleep, you're up at night because you don't have any peace.
Right.
When the bill comes due and it look like you don't know how you're going to get it paid, you start meditating and pondering on your lack instead of considering the sufficiency that you have in Christ Jesus, who said, I am able to make you rich in all things. And so the enemy, what he wants to do is he wants to rob you of your peace. There are some people who I believe are in your life on assignment to do nothing more than to rob your peace.
Amen.
You got to be careful, folk, who always keep up stuff. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
All right.
Always keep up some mess. It doesn't matter how pleasant the day is. It can be a bright, sunshiny day. The wind has a good breeze blowing on you, and you're just feeling good. You've been happy all morning, happy all day, and you go outside and you run into your neighbor, and he is full of negativity. The only thing he can do is focus on the bad stuff. Focus on what is not good and try to bring you down. Have you ever been around some people that you were feeling good, but after you were in their presence, you felt down?
Hold on.
You got to be careful of folk who rob you of your peace.
Amen. Amen.
But not just people that rob you of your peace, but circumstances that rob you of your peace.
Yes.
See, God has allowed some of you to be in certain situations that don't always look right, that don't always sound right, because God wants you to understand how to declare peace in troubled times.
Right.
All right. Come on, I call it a faith.
Yeah.
That you in the midst of trouble can declare peace.
Yeah.
That you in the midst of hardship can declare the peace of God.
Yeah.
That you don't get all worried, that you don't get all stressed out, but you say, if God brought me here, God can bring me through this too.
Yeah.
The Bible says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, present your request unto the Lord.
Amen.
So then when you find yourself in trouble and you find your peace being invaded by the enemy, you have to know how to take it to the Lord in prayer.
Amen.
Sometimes you just got to talk to God. Say, God, listen, I'm trying to keep calm. I'm trying to relax, but these folk out here are crazy. See, I know sometimes y'all don't want to talk to God like that. You want to, you know, spruce it up, and it has to be all eloquent and all that kind of stuff. But sometimes you just got to say, God, these people I'm around are crazy. They're not talking right. They're not acting right. They're not doing right. And God, you got to give me peace in the midst of all of this stuff. Because sometimes what we try to do is we say, God, take me out of it. God, take me out of this situation. God, get me from around these people. But sometimes God is trying to say, I put you in that situation, and I put all of those people around you so that you can learn how to trust me in the midst of the storm.
All right. Amen.
I'm going to preach on something in a few weeks, talking about how it is that our feelings and emotions, the way God has designed us, should line up with what we see. In other words, there should be a manifestation of what it is that God has already placed on the inside of us. It's what keeps us balanced.
Right.
And whenever what we see does not match up with what God has really put inside of us, the potential and the purpose that God has put inside of us, God then wants us to get rid of the stuff that we have taken in that keeps his will from coming to pass in our life. Right. Let me say it another way. Have you ever been on a ride? I went to Six Flags this week, and I got on a ride that just spun me around and spun me around and spun me around. And when I got off the ride, I was nauseated. Come on, somebody. It's like when I was a kid, I'd get on and spin me around all day long. I'd get off and go get on the next one. I got off this one, I had to go sit down. It took me about a day and a half. Yesterday, I was still feeling nauseated. And so I began to ask myself, what is it that makes you feel sick after you have been spun around? And so I went and I did a little research, and I discovered that the word nausea means to be seasick. Nas means ship. N-A-U-S means ship. And so what it meant was, is whenever you were on the ship and the motion began to mess up What you were feeling, but what you were seeing was not necessarily out of order. There was something wrong with the balance in your physical body. And so what the body does, the body thinks that this is a toxin. And in order to get rid of the toxin, you throw up, you vomit. See, I learned something. Because the body is telling you that what you were seeing is not matching up with what's on the inside. Right. Come on, somebody. Right. So then, whenever God gives you a promise, and you are supposed to be walking in that promise and believing by faith, because it is not by sight that we live, it is by faith that we live. So our faith is, in fact, our sight. We see through the vision of our faith. Is anybody with me?
Right.
So then when I am in difficult circumstances, I still ought to see based upon what God has already put inside of me. So even though my circumstances are crazy, I see in my faith and not in my fear.
Right.
So then I am still at peace.
Right,
y'all gonna get that after a while.
Got it now.
What God is really saying is this, is peace is when there is trouble all around you, but the promise of God is still steadfast within you, and you see through the vision of your faith. The trouble all around you don't mess you up and don't make you go crazy and don't make you lose your peace, because your peace is built on nothing less than Jesus Christ and his righteousness. Come on, somebody. That is peace. And so with that kind of peace, watch this, that kind of peace, the devil can't mess with you.
All right.
Come on. With that kind of peace, the devil can't trouble you. With that kind of peace, listen, you can go to bed, put your head on a pillow at night, and sleep like a baby, and folk wondering how it is that you are able to sleep so calmly, and you are able to relax and have peace, because the joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world cannot take it away. Jesus is my chief cornerstone, and I know as long as he's on the boat with me, I ain't gonna get nauseated, because he can come and calm the storm. Come on, somebody. Come on, y'all got to understand that. That's why when Jesus Christ was on the boat, and the boat began to toss and turn, and the disciples were all afraid, and they awakened him, and they said, "Master, careth not that we perish?" And Jesus said, "Oh, you of little faith."
Amen.
And he calmed the sea. In other words, what he was really saying is why can't you see through the vision of your faith?
Yeah.
Why don't you have peace in the midst of the storm?
Amen.
And that is still what God is saying to us. The Bible says that we ought to seek peace and pursue it.
Amen.
You know, when I read that verse of scripture, I said, "Lord, what do you mean seek peace and pursue it?" That means, watch this, saints. Sometimes you have to make an effort to remain in peace.
Uh-huh.
I think we are now in the generation of church folk where we want everything to be easy. We don't want to have to work for anything. We want to hear an easy, polite sermon that don't really push us to do better.
Yeah.
Don't really mess us up in what, and listen, don't mess up our mess. We want the sermon that blesses our mess, not the one that messes up our mess. Come on now.
All right.
And so whenever I got to put up some effort, then this can't be good religion. But sometimes God wants you to put up an effort to have peace in your life. You say, "Pastor, how is it that I put up an effort?" Well, you make a choice.
Yeah.
Come on, y'all.
Yeah.
What am I saying? You have to choose peace.
Yes.
It seems simple, doesn't it? But whenever there's trouble in your way, whenever there's calamity and negativity all around you, you have to simply say, "I'm going to choose to be at peace."
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It seems too easy. But in fact, that's what God wants us to do. God wants us to make a choice. Now listen, you would be wise if you speak it out loud.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to be at peace.
Right. That's right.
I'm going to have peace today.
Say that.
Before, listen, don't wait until you get to work and folks start acting crazy and start trying to pray.
When you wake up.
When you get up in the morning, consider that folks will act crazy that day.
Right.
Consider that somebody's going to cut you off while you're driving down the street. All consider that somebody's going to be crazy at the grocery store. Consider that somebody's going to roll their eyes at you. Consider that trouble is going to come your way. And before it ever comes, say, I am going to remain in peace. So then when trouble gets there, you smile at it. I've been expecting you.
Right.
You listen, you came a little later than what I expected. I thought you'd have shown up an hour ago. I was ready for you an hour ago. But now that you're here, I'm still going to just smile in your face. That's how you have to be.
Yes.
Let me share something with you. I was at the dollar store the other day. I was going to run in and grab something real quick. And I got in the... I was getting ready to get in the line, and there was one lady who was at the register, and she was checking out, and then there was another guy who was down, a little ways down, and he was looking at some merchandise on the counter. So the lady checked out, got her receipt, and walked off, and I went and I put my things down on the counter, and I got ready to check out, and the man who was looking at the merchandise across the way comes over and pushes my stuff out of the way and says, I'm next.
Peace.
See, now, then let me share something with you. A day ago, a few days back, come on, somebody. Listen, some of y'all said, Pastor, I'm still. Listen, a few days ago, I would have pushed his stuff out of the way, and I would have acted the fool at the register. Y'all would, come on, some of y'all said, Pastor, I'm still there now. I would act the fool. No, listen. See, you got to understand how the enemy's going to come and attack you.
Right,
that's true.
See, now, I would have pushed his stuff out of the way, and then I would have gave him reason to act the fool, and that would have gave me reason to act the fool.
Right.
And guess what? I don't know what the devil's trying to do. I don't know if that man has a gun, that man has a weapon, he's looking for a reason to use it. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
And so you got to have wisdom.
That's right.
I had peace when I walked up there to the counter, and his moving my bags out of the way didn't cause me not to have peace. I had the same peace that I had when I walked up there, and I walked out of there with peace. Now, whatever trouble is in his way is probably still in his way.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah, man.
Years ago, I was in college, and one night I came home from a party. Yeah, I used to go to parties. I came home from a party, and there was a friend of mine, acquaintance of mine who lived on a hall, and he was intoxicated. And they had him in the shower stall, and they were just shooting him with water and just kicking him and doing all kind of urinating on him, doing all kind of stuff, crazy stuff. And so, yeah, people act crazy. He was intoxicated. He didn't know what was happening, so they were doing whatever they wanted to do. And so I stood up and I said, hey, man, you gotta stop doing that. That's unnecessary. Stop doing that. And so one of the guys, he became upset that I said that. You know, he got angry. And I said, well, I said what I said. And they stopped and I went on to my room. But about an hour later, they had been drinking. And he and this other guy that were both upset with me, one of them came to my door. And he began banging on my door. Now, let me tell you a little bit about him. He was kind of a little, you know, hefty little boy and liked to get into fights and stuff. And he had already punched out an RA. He probably shouldn't have been in school. But he had already punched out an RA. So he's knocking on my door, you know, telling me to come on out. So I unlocked my door and I told him to come on in. Y'all gonna get that in just a second. See, then I wasn't dealing with the peace of God. I had my own kind of peace. Y'all dealing with me? And if he's crazy enough to come on in, then, you know, he might walk on in, but they're going to carry him out. Y'all with me? Because I'm in my room, minding my own business, and if you come in my room at 3 o'clock in the morning to fight me, listen, you just going to get what you deserve. But I was prayerful with it. I said, come on in. But he didn't come in.
The table spread.
I don't know if he had wisdom or the Lord was just, listen, blessing me. I don't know. But but he didn't come in. And about an hour later, I heard a big fight out in the hall. And so I opened up the door and I looked. And he and his friend were fighting like devils in the hall. One another. They were fighting one another. Looked like to the death. They were just attacking one another. And the Lord showed me something. That demon, that rage that wanted to fight me had to fight somebody. Uh-huh. But y'all with me, it wasn't about fighting me. That devil just wanted to fight. Yeah. And see, that's why you got to have peace, because when you have peace, you can discern the enemy.
Right.
And you can see that it ain't you that devil's after. Right. Listen, I want you to understand. It ain't really just you. That devil's got to fight somebody. And when you have peace, you can tell the devil, listen, you ain't going to fight me even if you want to fight me. Because the peace of God on the inside of me, listen, if you come and try to attack me, I ain't going to have to fight this battle anyway. No matter what you do to me, you never going to fight me. You going to fight the God inside of me. And greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I ain't got to fear the devil. I don't have to worry about him, because the peace of God is going to keep me. And if the devil thinks he's going to fight me, he's going to be in for a rude awakening, because he's going to have to fight the God in me.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all with me? See, that's the kind of peace you have. You know what? The peace of God really is this. It allows you to hide yourself in Christ Jesus.
That's right.
Come on, somebody. I can literally hide myself in God. The enemy's trying to get at me, but it can't get at me from the top, from the back, or from the side. He can't get to me. He can't touch me, because I have been enveloped in Christ Jesus. God has got my back. God is my protector, and I don't have to worry about going crazy or losing my mind or losing my head, because the peace of God is keeping me.
Amen.
See, now watch this. See, some folk would think that when you tell people, you know what, man, that's okay, you can have it, move on, that's a sign of weakness.
Right. Yeah.
But understand this, that is a sign of strength.
Yeah.
What you're really saying is, boy, if you only knew, I sure don't want to release this God that I got on you. Y'all, see, I don't understand that. See, listen. When God fights your battles. See, there are some of your enemies you don't even want God to fight, because you want them to have a chance. You want them to get saved. You want them to get delivered. Some of them you say, listen, I'm praying for you. I had a guy one time, he was out to get me. I said, I'm going to pray for you. He knocked out the windshield in my car. I was upset. I'm telling you, I was upset. But I prayed about that situation. And when I preached my first sermon, he was sitting on the front row. Are y'all with me?
Yeah.
Because, now listen, I'm going to move on. And I'm digressing a little bit. But I want you to understand something. Some of the people that you dislike, that in your flesh you want to hate, are the people that God has assigned to you to deliver from Satan.
Amen.
Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Some people's lives are caught up in your witness.
That's true.
It is your job to witness to them. Amen. It is your job to evangelize them. See, that's why you can't get out of peace and cuss them out.
That's right. All right. Sir.
Because how am I going to witness to somebody I cussed out?
That's true.
Y'all with me?
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. How am I going to witness to somebody I was all up in my flesh, and I was cussing them out, and I was calling them everything but a child of God, and then the next sentence I want to turn around and say, but listen, the Lord, you know, will save your soul as he did mine. Got to have peace. Sometimes you got to pursue it. Right? Now watch this. Also, when you talk about having peace, understand this. That life is not always going to be fair.
True.
And it's not always going to go the way you want it to go.
Yes, true.
Stop becoming upset when things don't work out the way you want them to work out. Just be prayerful and ask God to continue to keep you in the pathway of righteousness.
Yes.
Because I've discovered this. It's not about my timing anyway. We preached about this a few weeks ago, but it's really about God's timing.
All about God's timing, yeah.
And it might not be your season, and it might not be your time, but it will one day be your season, and it will one day be your time.
That's right.
So that's why you have to have peace no matter what the season is. No matter what's going on in your life, you have to have peace. And then not only that, you have to be willing to claim whatever God said in your life.
Yes.
Whatever God spoke into your life. Never give up on it. Never, never, never speak against what God has spoken into your life. Whatever God told you he was going to do in your life, it doesn't matter how bad it looks, you keep peace and you say, God, I don't know when you're going to do it, but I'm just readying myself for when you do it.
Amen.
I'm going to put on the clothes of prosperity, and I'm going to wear the clothes of prosperity even when I'm in the most difficult of circumstances.
Yes.
That's what peace is all about. Now I heard somebody saying we're going to close, but somebody said a few minutes ago, they said you got to endure. Come on, somebody.
All right.
When you have peace, that means you got to endure. That's you right. Got to be able to take a licking and keep on ticking. Right? Endure. Fight the battle as a good soldier.
That's right.
Enduring to the end.
Right.
You got to make it up in your mind, I'm going to stay alive. I don't care what I have to go through. I'm going to stay alive. The old folk used to say it this way, I'm going to run on to see what the end
gonna be.
Is going to be.
Right.
Don't be the hellion in your household. Come on, somebody.
All right.
Don't be the hellion on your job.
All right.
Don't be the hellion in your neighborhood.
All right.
Don't be the one that's always breaking up the peace. Now watch this. Here's how you can break up the peace. You can break up the peace with your mouth.
All right.
A gossip breaks the peace.
That's right.
Well, that Flip Wilson said, loose lips. Don't be a gossiper. Don't always carry the news. Ooh, girl, I just need to tell you what they were saying about you. And the only reason I'm telling you is because I'm your friend. If you were her friend, you wouldn't have told her. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? I got to tell her. She's my friend. I want her to know everything. God didn't want her to know everything. Listen, you guys, I'm just talking to you now. Watch this. Watch this. You don't have to know everything to have peace. Sometimes not knowing is the peaceful place to be.
That's right. Right.
Are y'all listening to me? Don't always want to know everything. Just listen, here's what you want to pray. God, just let me know everything you want me to know so I can reach my destiny.
All right.
You say, Pastor, where do you find that supported in Scripture? You go all the way back to the beginning. God didn't want Adam and Eve to know everything. That's why he told them don't eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
That's right.
There were some things he didn't want them to ever know because they were going to be harmful to them reaching their destiny.
Right.
You don't have to know everything. I wonder why he don't like me. Who cares? Why he don't like you? God loves you. That's all you need to know.
Right.
I wonder why they didn't pick me. Who cares? Listen, if you're still in step with the Holy Spirit, you're still on time for where you need to go.
Right.
You don't have to know everything. Just know whatever it is God wants you to know, and then you can keep your peace. Because some of us, we can't handle everything. Come on, somebody.
That's true.
Right.
Some of us, God tells us some stuff, and either we go tell other people that we're not supposed to tell, or we act crazy. Some of us, listen, God tells us too much about what he's trying to do in our life, we get the big head. We can't contain it. It's too much for us. And so we go out and we start acting like we something that we're not. And so God's got to keep it from us. And you know what God has to do? God can't give us the whole picture. He just gives us a little snippet. It's called a vision. It's called a dream. You remember Joseph? God told him something. Joseph was in peace. God gave him a dream. Joseph was happy about his dream. He had peace in his life. And what did he do? He went and told his family. and they sold him into slavery. Messed up his peace because he couldn't keep his mouth shut. Trusting God is the way to everlasting peace.
That's true.
Trust, listen, I'm going to close. You can stand on your feet so you know I'm telling you the truth. Trusting God in spite of what may come. The Bible says this in the book of Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. And all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Your pathway is a pathway of peace. It is a pathway of purpose. And you are certain to reach your destiny when you trust in God. I want you to get a good night's sleep. So when you wake up in the morning, you can wake up with vigor, with passion and excitement about doing the will of God. And be encouraged. And listen, sometimes folks gonna come around and try to discourage you.
Oh, yeah.
You ain't gonna be able to get to the pastor. You're not gonna be able to get to your friend. Sometimes you gotta learn how to just lay hands on yourself. And encourage yourself. You got to tell yourself, I'm not going to be discouraged. And I'm not going to lose my mind. I'm going to trust in God. Get your song. Get your melody in your heart. Sing you a little song. Find you a song that uplifts your spirit. I'm talking about a good Christian song. Good praise song. Maybe a good hymn. Find you a song that no matter what you're going through, you can sing it in your heart. When the enemy is tempting you and the devil is staring you right in the face, you just singing your melody in your heart. The devil don't understand what you're singing about. He don't understand what you're doing. But you are at peace. To be at peace means to be at rest. And there's no greater rest than that we find in Christ Jesus. Father God, we come today. We thank you, God, for the peace that transcends all understanding. We thank you, God, because you've said in your word that grace and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. This grace and mercy assures unto us the peace of God that guards our minds and our hearts in Christ Jesus. God, we don't always know what tomorrow is going to bring, what trouble is going to come our way. But now, today, before you and the host of heaven, the great crowd of witnesses, we declare that we shall remain in peace, the peace of God. We thank you today in Jesus' name. If you're here today and you're standing in the need of prayer, or if you need to receive Jesus in your life as your Savior and as your Lord, come to the altar.